USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A warning this morning from the director of the CDC of a possibly deadlier assault from the coronavirus yet to come. Dr. Robert Redfield telling the Washington Post that this winter could prove more difficult than the current strain of COVID-19 in the United States. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx says nobody can say for certain.
We're also hoping by that time that we have additional treatment options for people with COVID-19. I don't know if it will be worse. I think this has been pretty bad. When you see what has happened in New York, that was very bad.
The Senate's finally approved a measure to inject $300 billion into a popular small business coronavirus relief loan fund. It's now been sent to the House, which could vote on it tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The pastor of the Baton Rouge church remaining defiant even after being arrested Tuesday on an assault charge. Tony Spell of the Life Tabernacle Church spent several hours behind bars after admitting that he drove his church bus towards a man who had been protesting his decision to hold mass gatherings in defiance of public health orders during the coronavirus pandemic. After paying bail, he told supporters,
I will not give up my right to have church. I will not give up my rights to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Spell already facing misdemeanor charges for holding in-person church services despite a ban on such gatherings. More tornadoes are predicted in the deep south, with forecasters saying a new storm system could generate severe weather from Texas to the Carolinas today and tomorrow. Today, the biggest severe risk is in Texas and Oklahoma. Tomorrow, in Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is preparing to suspend immigration into the United States today as the nation continues to try to slow the spread of the coronavirus. In a tweet this morning, the president said he'll be signing the executive order today, prohibiting immigration into the country for 60 days. Parts of Southern California rattled overnight by a magnitude 3.7 earthquake that struck Los Angeles County. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake, originally reported as a magnitude 3.8, struck at about midnight Pacific time in the View Park Windsor Hills area near Inglewood, about 10 miles from downtown L.A. Although there were no immediate reports of damage or injuries, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti did tweet that the fire department had been activated to conduct its routine surveys of the city to assess any damages from the quake. And NFL star Rob Gronkowski is apparently following former teammate and friend Tom Brady down to Florida. Numerous media reports are saying the former New England Patriot has been traded to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and that he's already taken his physical. Gronkowski won 3 Super Bowls with the Patriots after being drafted by the team in 2010. Former New England quarterback Tom Brady signed with the Bucs earlier this year. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.